Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. God bless every one of you who are listening in. We hope you listen to everything that's going on. The Holy Spirit is going to be moving here on Brother Freedom. Brother Freedom's arrived, and already the Lord is beginning to touch him, so we want to hurry up and turn Brother Freedom loose. Father, we thank you for this good day. We thank you for touching those people out there and us who are here. Thank you for your goodness, and we thank you in advance for the mighty move of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
For I say the Lord would say this day, there's trying times are here. There's times that will provoke the child of God. But you need to realize that the Spirit of God can be heavy upon you. The Spirit of God can be in you in such a wonderful way that you do not feel the pressures, the struggles of life itself. And you can be an overcomer. And you need that Holy Ghost. You need the power of the Spirit. The power of the Spirit is here to deliver you, to set you free, to make you a new man, a new woman, to walk no longer in bondage. But you can be set free, having the liberty of the Holy Ghost within you, and having that peace within your heart, having the joy of the Lord is your strength, having that success with your prayers. When you pray, your prayers are answered, and when you lay hands on the sick, they're recovered. And when you, even before you can pray, the Spirit of God will move upon you mightily in the name of Jesus. He will move upon you even before you pray. He will answer you because he's there so wonderfully. He's there to uplift you. He's there to uphold you. He's there to include you in all issues of life. And you don't have to be afraid no longer, because the Holy Ghost loves you so much. He will fight for you. He will uphold you. He will give you comfort. He will give you strength. He'll give you like an artesian well of glory upon you, that that glory just flows. And even around you is all dry, and there seems like everything's all parched. All the cracks are drawn up when it's shriveled away. You'll feel the precious Spirit of God upon you. You'll feel the anointing. You'll feel that shield. You'll feel that protection. You'll feel the Almighty God is here to set you free, to make you at liberty, that you might walk upright in his last hours, being refreshed, walking in his favor, walking in his guidance, walking in his direction, that you might have the presence of God, his right hand on one side, and his pleasure nevermore upon you as he walks beside you. He will part the waters back. He will go with you. He will tunnel through the mountains. He will take you into deeper seas. He will compass the universes. For God is on your side. Who can be against you? Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him which loveth. It says, I'm persuaded neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Child of God out there, I want to uplift you this day. I want to, not to scold you, but just realize that there's safety, there's help for you this day. God wants you to be above reproach. God wants you to be above the standard. He wants you to be a shining light shining in this dark and weary land, that you'll have the glory of God. God doesn't want to hurt you. He wants to uplift you. He wants to encourage you, that you might be a lighthouse shining in this world today, that you'll have glories upon you. You'll have the presence of God upon you. Greater will be he within you than he that's in the world. And you don't have to let your heart be troubled no longer, neither let it be afraid. For in your Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he would have told you. He will go to prepare a place for you. And if he goes away, he will come again and receive you unto himself, to where you are, may be also. He is with you. He will constitute his blessing upon you. And he shall give his eyes upon you. And he will hear your cry. And he will make himself known unto you. He will give you that positive direction. He will give you that positive declaration. If God be for you, who can be against you? You're more than conquerors through him which loveth. You don't have to pray or pray no longer. You don't have to worry no longer. God has not given the spirit of worry or fear. God has given the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. He wants you to get your mind on him, and you'll have a sound mind, and you'll be full of the Holy Ghost, and you'll be more than conquerors through this land you walk in. And you can walk upright before people. You can walk even when they're shining arrows upon you, when they're giving fiery darts, and you won't even feel it because your armor will uphold the covering will be so upon you. It will have a shield of faith around you that you don't even feel the fiery darts of the wicked. You will have the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying that you might receive that extra dimension, that you might receive that special pardon, that you might receive that blessed benediction of God's Spirit upon you, that you know we're more than conquerors through him which loveth. He will be with you. He'll never forsake you. He will be by your side, and he'll go through the valley of shadow of death, that you'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they shall comfort thee. Thou shalt prepare thy table before the presence of the enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of life, and ye shall dwell in the house of the Lord. He says, you won't have to worry where you're going. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. God wants to give you that strength to stay. God wants to uphold you. God wants to make love to you. And when these wrong spirits get upon you, he can't make love to you. You don't hear him. You draw back in your little shell, and you think you're all right, and you are saved, but you've been afflicted by the enemy, and he's taken, he's victimized you, and you're still a child of God at that point, but you need to get rid of him. You just seek daily to watch every weight and sin that needs to be set, get rid of it, so you can get rid of all these things that jump upon you. This last hour, they're there. They're there to hurt you. They're there to make fool you at first, but then pretty soon when it gets a hold of you, it gets in a strong bite, and you can't get away from them. You need success in being set free, and that success comes from God the Father, God the Son, and by the God the Holy Ghost, and that lustful spirit, that prideful spirit, that angry spirit, it will go. It has to go, because greater is he that's within you, he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, let not be afraid. No longer you have to walk in despair, but you can walk in the luxury of God. You can walk in the liberty of God. You can walk in the faithfulness of God. You can walk in his precepts. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His eyes shall be upon you. He will shelter you with his feathers. And under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror of the day, nor the arrow of the flying by the day, nor the destruction away from noonday. But 1,000 shall fall to the side, but 10,000 shall come to the right hand. But it shall not come nigh unto thee, my beloved. It shall not come unto thee, deny unto thee, my beloved. Look up, for I shall make you more than conquerors through those even opposition gets very. Way beyond numbers, I will take care of you, and I shall protect thee, and I shall even hide thee at times. I shall hide thee under, and the enemy cannot see thee. He can't even know where you are. And when you pray in my spirit, yea, that gives you great success. That means your prayers will be answered. That means that what you're doing is going to have success in what you're doing. Anything you do in the natural, you're going to have troubles carrying on through, because this hour, the enemy has ears to hear. But you don't understand what he's hearing. And so he's a defeated foe when you move through the Spirit. Don't you see that? Your child, when you move through the Spirit of God, he cannot understand you. He has no understanding of what's taking place. He doesn't know what God's doing for you. And he's up against the stuff. He's up against something that he don't know how to manage. So he goes off, buds off some other place, trying to find some weaker person to set us raise their tax upon. And he'll leave you alone because you're a child of God. You must really realize that prayer of the Spirit is mighty. It's glorious. It's power. You can have a success for eternal life. And you can have an artesian well that flows like a mighty river. Glory to God. God's here to uplift you. He's here to a church arise. Church, rise to God. God's here today calling. Come, my people. Come. You've been duped by the enemy too long. Open your eyes. See what's taking place in your hearts. You get sleepy when you read the word. You get things like this happening. You can't pray. That's a spirit that's upon you. You need to realize that I'm the Lord thy God. Be ye strong, the Lord, in the power of my... I've told you before, be ye strong in the power of God and my might. For I'm able to uphold thee. I'm able to free thee. But thou must call upon me, because thou art in this land. And I will not fight thy fight for thee totally. Thou must realize that there's a problem first. And then I will come in and be by your side. And you, when you recognize that there is something with you where I can tell me about it, I will deliver you. And for I know it's there all the time, but I wish for you to be wise enough to understand that he is taking you down. And you need to have my power, my blessing upon you, that you can be set free. And just don't go along around like much many of the churches saying nothing's wrong. If you keep that condition very long, you'll come as a place of an evildoer. You'll find yourself in darkness. You'll find yourself in no success. You'll find yourself when you pray, that all's brass. When you pray, there's no joy no longer. When you pray, there's no peace. There is problems there, but you pray in my spirit, yea, you get set free. For I wish to set my people free this day in a mighty way, that they can avenge those in darkness, that I might do a work within my people in a mighty powerful way this last day, that they might go forth and be as my blessing. For my people need to go out in my luxury and my service, and I shall comfort them, and I shall protect them, and I shall guide them, and I shall direct them, and I shall give them liberty, and I shall give them news what's going forth. Nothing shall be hid from you if you walk with the Spirit of God, for I, Lord thy God, shall show thee my people and tell thee my people what's going to happen. I will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noise of the pestilence. Yea, though the enemy comes at all sides, I shall deliver thee. And I shall set thee free, and I shall give thee great comfort in the last hour. For I shall bless my people. Come to me this day, and I shall uplift thee. And I, the Lord thy God, shall take away that which has thee bound right now. I shall set thee free, but thou must ask me. Thou must come to me, and I shall set you free. That thou might walk as a new man, a new woman. Now my walk as a new young man, a new young woman, but as a new old man. Doesn't make any difference where you are in me, said the Spirit of God. I will set you free, for I will give you strength forevermore. And I shall give thee peace, and I shall give thee insight which the world does not have. The enemy does not have insight on my works. Only when you do it in the natural, he has all the insight that way. You pray in the natural, he hears everything you pray. But you pray in the Spirit, he cannot understand you. I'm there to deliver you. He's there to make you as miserable as he can. He wants you to have bad days, but I wish for you to have joyful days. I wish for you to walk in my comfort, that you might walk in my love, that you might walk in my fulfillment. My people might walk in this last hour, being full of my glory, being full of my word. My word declares, if you abide in me and my words abide in ye, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. For I'm saying this day, there's a blessing in doing not some things. But now it's more of a luxury not doing some of the things, because my people are so into things that's not good for them that they're bound. But blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel. Your counsel is not coming from man. Your counsel is coming from the living God. Your counsel is coming from what the Word of God says. Make your counsel is what the Spirit of God is alive within you, letting you know by the Spirit. You need to realize this day that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. For I have paid in full. I have paid for all this day, that you can have eternal salvation, that you can have a new name written down in heaven. And you can have success while you're here. You can walk in my blessings. You can walk in my pardon. You can walk not wondering no longer what's going to go for. You'll know. You'll have that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of God. You'll have the power of through faith that you know is going to take place. And you'll have that eternal hope That hope forevermore. My people need to wake up. See what's taking place. Many of my people are found themselves in hearing of men. And men cannot tell you what you need to know. I hear that, my people. Men cannot tell you what you need to know. They will get you to a certain distance, for all people are called to be ministers to get people saved. But after they're saved, they should come in and receive that new separation, that new power, that new structure from heaven that will guide you forevermore. But men seek to think that they have to do all this, and with that, they're losing the battle. They're not having that success. For I wish my people no longer be in bondage like Israel was in Egypt. It's like it was in the day of old. The world today is going back bound by the cares of this world. Their churches by tradition. They're listening to what a man says. They're going on what a man believes. They glow and say, well, they know all the signs of time. They don't know them, says the Spirit of God. No one knows. I have news for you, O church. No one knows but the Spirit of God. He knows all, says the Spirit of God. And men only have just a small area they can digest. And that's what they've learned through education. And I say education really keeps my people far from my Spirit. You need my Spirit, and my Spirit is beyond any understanding. Try it. You'll understand. It is glorious. The Spirit of God doesn't make mistakes. Men, women make mistakes. All people who are living in this world make mistakes. But the Spirit of God is always right. Why do not you want the Spirit of God? Maybe it's because I say it's the Spirit of God because you want to have your word. You want to be the prideful one, being able to tell someone else what to do. But I say, be cautious, because your days are numbered. Yea, I say, my people, remember, these days are numbered. These last hours, you need to be productive in the living God. You need to be alive in the God, but dead in the sin. Live in the Spirit of God. Live in the Spirit of God. Moving through the Spirit of God wisely, as a craftsman, this great dimension this last hour, that you might walk in victory, you might walk in success and God's love forevermore. I say, says the Spirit of God, be careful what you see, what you hear, what you read. There's things that you must bind. When you hear them, you say, I do not accept that in your heart. You need to not put those things down your heart, because if you put them down your heart, you're going to be bound from those traditions. Those traditions will set you down and make it like a cankerworm upon you. It'll eat upon you until you've lost out your sanctification in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And you'll be living in your own precarious way. It will take you down to an end that you do not want to travel. It'll take you down to death's door. It'll take you down to hell itself. It'll take you beyond anywhere you want to go. And I say the only safe way, the passage is through the power of God, having success through God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I say the Spirit of God is alive. He's real. He's up to date. And you might say, well, you need to go to this church. Lost, care, turn. My people need to have the church of the Holy Ghost. They need to walk in the Spirit of God. They might need to take a new search of the heavens. They need to search the Word of God and by the Spirit of God, and they might be above reproach. They might come higher. They might come wiser. They might come in liberty. They might come in God's favor. They might come in God's glory. God is supernatural. And I say, you men, you women that's in the natural cannot go in supernatural. That's what's wrong with you. That's why you don't like anyone to pray in the Spirit. You don't like to pray with people to come out with a message and by the Spirit of God, because you want to have it in your own heart. But God wants us beyond your own heart. He wants it in His heart. He wants to save you. He wants to thrill you. He wants to fill you in an exciting way. And when you have success in Him and Him only, you will not find success in the world. You'll not find success in your church. But I say, you'll find success and living God. You'll find success in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is wise. He's lived for long, many years. He's been on this world because He's part of me, says the Spirit of God. He's there. that you might have liberty, that you might have protection, that you might have guidance, you might have direction in this last hour. Be not fearful, for I, the Lord thy God, shall cover thee, my beloved. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul. You casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Be sober, be vigilant, for as I, the Lord, shall give thee power. I shall give thee direction. I shall cover thee. And I say, the enemy and the natural men make mistakes all the time. But I say, the Spirit of God is in your favor. He has not lost none that come his way. God bless you all. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people today. I pray for this message that's went out, that they might receive it with gladness. Pray that they'll receive what you have for them. I pray that you'll bless them in a mighty way. Let them have strength to say, let them have power to say, let them have the witness of the Holy Ghost. That's great. He is real. Heaven is real. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing. For those that need something special today, seek God, and God will touch you in a mighty way. We thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. I thank you set me free. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Without holiness, no man shall see you. Praise God. You're greater. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the promises. We thank you for your great strength. We thank you for your great power. Lord, I thank you, you can set us free. I thank you, Lord, more than conquers through you, which loves us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you out there. God loves you in a mighty way. Lord, I feel so good. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Wow. Glory.